Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No partial government shutdown Friday night. The House and Senate say they'll vote on and pass another temporary spending bill.
It'll be the fourth congressional can kick down the road, but this time the House and Senate have just 8 days to make the permanent spending deal. Money for half the government runs out March 8th, the rest on March 22nd. That March 8th date could be a problem, as it is the day after President Biden set to give his State of the Union address. Congressional leaders insist they have a deal on six of the spending bills, now due in a week.
ABC's Andy Field. The Supreme Court to decide Donald Trump's claim he can't be prosecuted for trying to overthrow his 2020 election loss. An appellate court ruled he can. The Supreme Court will have the final say. Former U.S. Marine officer Michael Joseph Foy sentenced to 40 months in federal prison for hitting police officers with a hockey stick during the insurrection and throwing a metal pole at a line of officers. This is ABC News. Self-deprecating comedian Richard Lewis shook off his mortal coil.
These days, audiences probably knew Richard Lewis best as one of Larry David's neurotic friends on Curb Your Enthusiasm. This scene aired a little over a week ago.
I'm leaving you in my will. I'm tweaking it, and you're in it.
No, don't do that.
It's done.
Before he battled it out with David, Richard Lewis was honing his neuroses-fueled brand of comedy on stage in the 70s, in clubs and on The Tonight Show, and by the 80s in stand-up specials on Showtime and HBO. His act often about therapy and addiction. There were movies, including Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and sitcoms. Lewis revealed a Parkinson's diagnosis last year, and we're told he died of a heart attack. Richard Lewis was 76. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The mother of all phishing attempts? Dubuque County, Iowa, trying to track down $500,000 an employee transferred in response to a bogus email that appeared to be from the city of Dyersville, Iowa. They found out about it when the real Dyersville asked about it. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw a dramatic change in temperature from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, breaking records in some parts of the state. In Madison, temperatures dropped from 70 degrees Tuesday to just 11 degrees Wednesday morning, a 59-degree swing. That's the biggest shift in the city's history. In Milwaukee, highs of 74 Tuesday were followed by lows of 16 Wednesday, a 58-degree change. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support healthcare access, as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Governor Evers signed the bill Wednesday with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care services to mental health care. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers at the podium.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where after Jordan Love's success last season, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst getting a lot of questions about how to draft a quarterback.
For me, I've always thought certainly the amount of time and games you've played in college, I think, really does equate to some success at times. And Over my time in the league, you know, that's gone down a lot. These quarterbacks are coming out earlier, and they seem to have less starts under their belt.
College basketball, strange night for the Badgers. An alarm went off in the second half, delaying the game 25 minutes in Indiana. The Hoosiers went on to win 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Angels 6-4 in Arizona. NBA, the Bucks over the Hornets, 123-85. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are getting better on defense.
I thought we were very physical. I thought our hands were active. Our deflections over the last four or five games have just skyrocketed.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight. Light southeast winds developing. Lows just below the 10-degree mark. On your Thursday, sunny skies, south winds turning breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Sunny and breezy on Friday, warmer in the middle 50s. Right now, it's 7.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. We're watching with some horror as these anti-abortion laws and anti-trans laws and now anti-birth control is going to be coming, I predict, down the road in the former Confederate states rolling along. On the line with us is Lori Bertram Roberts. Lori is a member of the Mississippi Abortion Access Coalition, MAAC, and the executive director and co-founder of the Mississippi Reproductive Freedom Fund, msabortion.org, and reprofreedomfund.org are the websites. MS Abortion on Twitter and Fund MS Abortions on Twitter as well. Lori, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Long-time listener, first time appearing.
Oh, well, thank you. It's great to have you with us. So let's start with Mississippi. What's going on in Mississippi? What is the state of play here with all this wackadoodle right-wing legislation regulating women's bodies?
Yeah, currently we obviously already have an abortion ban. There are no abortion providers in the state. There's no abortion clinic left in the state. But on top of that, now they're trying to push a bill that they're calling abortion trafficking, which would criminalize anyone who helped a minor cross state lines to get a legal abortion in another state. They've been working on bills that would make it illegal for you to talk about to people, to be able to tell them to go out of state, to be able to do billboards, to be able to essentially do the work that we do on an everyday basis.
Wow. What are the chances of success for the bill banning travel out of state?
Pretty high.
That seems to me just like fundamentally unconstitutional. I mean, our right to travel, interstate travel, has been validated by the Supreme Court in the past. It's what possible rationalization do they have for that, and what's the enforcement mechanism?
Yeah, so they want to, of course, protect the kids. Right. It's if you take a minor out of state without their parents' permission, then you could face a fine of $1,000 to $10,000 or up to five years in prison.
Wow.
The problem is that not only that, there's a mechanism in one of the bills, because there's actually three bills that all do the same thing. But the one that they're really attached to makes it so the attorney general of the state can prosecute people on these grounds if the local prosecutor chooses not to.
How long do you think that the good citizens of Mississippi are going to tolerate this? I mean, isn't there a significant blowback happening?
It is. It's slow. It's been slow climbing. Uh-huh. But I've always said the pendulum is going to swing back. And the question is how much harm is going to be done in that time before it does. So I definitely see that people are organizing, people are upset. a lot of people don't even know what's going on. So there's a lot of voter education that has to be done. Mm-hmm. And of course, we've got to work on voter disenfranchisement and voter suppression in our state because it's very rampant.
Yeah, I can imagine. Tell me about the Mississippi Reproductive Freedom Fund that you are the co-founder and executive director of.
Yeah, that's my baby. So we were Mississippi's first abortion fund. We fund people going to access abortion care wherever they choose to go. We put money in their hands so that they can do what they need to do. We have a food pantry. We have a diaper closet. We help people who parent as well as people who choose not to parent because often they're the same people. We have a free period supply closet. We give away condoms, Plan B, pregnancy tests and ovulation tests. So we try to do a full range of reproductive justice work, not just abortion work.
That's marvelous. We're talking with Lori Bertram Roberts, who's the executive director and co-founder of the Mississippi Reproductive Freedom Fund and a member of the Mississippi Abortion Access Coalition. Tell me about the Mississippi Abortion Access Coalition.
Yeah, so I love the coalition because it's not just like three abortion funds sitting around talking about how to defend abortion rights. It's a coalition of like-minded folks who may not have a central focus in their work around abortion, but perhaps they have another reproductive justice-y kind of thing that they do, HIV/AIDS, birth justice. So it's really a way for all of us to come together around this issue and make sure that we're all on the same page. Everyone has the information to get out to folks, but they can get it to their networks. And so it's not just the abortion fund people talking about abortion. It's the birth justice people, it's clergy. It's a base of folks.
So what is the election going to look like this November in Mississippi? Is your governor up for re-election? Do you have any United States senators up for election? Is there going to be a ballot measure around abortion on the ballot? What's happening there?
Well, they got rid of our ballot initiative after we got medical marijuana. And right now they're talking about producing a new one, but it would ban doing a ballot initiative on abortion or or voting rights or
So the legislature outlawed ballot initiatives.
Exactly. So they're scared of us. They're running scared.
Yeah.
The governor just got reelected last year.
Mm-hmm. Is that Tate Reeves?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We call him Tater. But like we don't have any currently. I can't think of any really exciting races that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Which probably means that there's not going to be a lot of political change in Mississippi as a result of this election.
Not yet.
Wow.
Change comes slow, though. You know, increments, I'm always hopeful.
I know. Well, it's only been, 170 years since the Civil War ended, or whatever, 130 years? Yeah.
True.
So
True.
We've been talking about Mississippi. How's the rest of, you know, what about the adjoining states? What's the state of play there? And do you see any of the former Confederate states where abortion might be an issue that can push them from being red to purple or even blue?
I really think Georgia probably has. Georgia and Florida honestly have better chances of turning purple before like Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, because they already have strong organizing bases around getting out the vote for the left. So, and they also had quite a few abortion clinics. Like, they've lost a few in Florida, but Florida is still a place where a lot of folks go to get their abortions.
Mm-hmm.
So is Atlanta.
Although Florida, I believe both states have, Florida for sure has a 6-week abortion ban that's held in abeyance by the courts right now, isn't it?
Yep. And Georgia has a 6-week ban too.
Yeah.
And if people are early enough, they still travel there. I mean, it's Atlanta or Illinois for our people.
Yeah.
The thing is Louisiana doesn't look much different. I always said if Roe fell, then the entire South would become an abortion desert. And that's exactly what's happened. For the most part, every state in the Southeast no longer has abortion care.
Right. What's the status of IVF in Mississippi? We're talking with Lori Bertram Roberts of the Mississippi Reproductive Freedom Fund.
Yeah, currently IVF is legal. We don't have any Alabama shenanigans going on yet. Mm-hmm. But I do want to, for people who follow these kinds of things, if you remember in 2011, Mississippi defeated the Personhood Amendment. It was a ballot initiative to make embryos equal to people. And we defeated it, not just a little bit, but we defeated it by like 17 points or something like that.
Whoa.
And so, I mean, it was almost like 60 to 30 something. It was, mm-hmm. it was a huge margin. So anyway, my point is that Mississippians have never wanted an abortion-free state, and they certainly don't want an IVF-free state.
All right.
And it's also counterintuitive. How do you say you want people to have children, you want people to make families, but you don't want them to make families with IVF?
Right. Yeah, which is weird, particularly when you consider that Mike Pence had his children by IVF. There's been a couple of other high-profile Republicans who had IVF kids. It's incredible stuff. Lori Bertram Roberts is the Mississippi Abortion Access Coalition and co-founder of the Mississippi Reproductive Freedom Fund, MSReproFreedomFund.org is the website. Check it out. And fund MS Abortions on Twitter. Lori, thank you so much for dropping by. It's great talking with you.
Nice meeting. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Great work you're doing. Thank you. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
A new survey shows Republicans might have a small problem with abortion. I'll tell you about that right after this.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Online.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised at how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. Their coats got shinier, they lost weight, they have more energy and enthusiasm. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. It's dry to the touch, so there's no mess. And how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. And welcome back. So a new survey. This is interesting. You know, we were just talking with Lori about Lori Bertram Roberts about abortion in Mississippi, and sadly they don't have the ability to put a ballot measure on, because if they did, it would probably pass. But the Right to Conception Act was introduced by Democrats after the Dobbs decision. And this was a law, this is not about abortion, this is about birth control. This is a law that says you have a right, if you are not just a woman in the United States, there's birth control for men too, and there's, it looks like there's a male pill coming down the road. But anyhow, if you are an American citizen, if you live here in America, you have a right to birth control. That's what this law said. It was the Right to Conception Act. And it would have guaranteed every American's right to purchase contraception without government restriction. And now this new survey, which was done by Americans for Contraception, it was published in the New York Times. This is amazing. This is from the New York Times. Most voters across the political spectrum believe their access to birth control is actively at risk, and that 80% of voters said that protecting access to contraception was deeply important to them. Even among Republican voters, 72% said they had a favorable view of birth control. Now, here's where it gets weird. When voters were told that 195 House Republicans voted against the Right to Contraception Act, 64% of these Republican voters said they would be less likely to support Republican candidates for Congress, according to the poll. Whoa. Contraception bolstered, the Right to Contraception bolstered voters' preference for Democrats by 9 points. Giving them a 12-point edge over Republicans, up from 3. The survey also found that birth control access, again from the New York Times, the survey also found that birth control access was especially motivating to critical groups in the Democratic coalition, including black voters and young people who are currently less enthusiastic about the election. So, you know, talking about abortion is fine. I mean, let's continue doing that. But now it's time to start talking about birth control. 195 Republicans voted no on the right to contraception. Nothing to do with abortion.
contraception, the effort, this extraordinary, substantial, multi-century-long effort to impose Christian Sharia law on the United States, to have the Bible and Jesus and Moses be the, replace Washington and Hamilton and Paine as this nation's founding icons, has been rolling along all this time, and they're picking up steam. They've been picking up steam substantially, and now Donald Trump has, openly reached out to them, and they're like, cool, we don't care how bad you are, as long as you do what we want, we'll go along with it. These godly people. And what they want to do is they want to get rid of contraception. At least for white people, which is most of America. So they want to get rid of contraception. I can see the ads. I mean, I think this is really going to work against the Republicans this fall. And I hope the Democrats are on to this. I really hope that they are just taking names and kicking ass up one side of the street and down the other. All right, let's see what's on your mind. Jules in St. Louis. Hey, Jules, what's up?
Hi, good talking to you again, Tom.
Thank you, Jules.
Missed you for a while there. But I've got two things that makes me believe, three things actually, that makes me believe that this thing about abortion in any form is a hoax. Because why haven't they offered a tax deduction for unborn fetuses?
Yeah, I know.
As a matter of fact, if you got twins, you can get two, and plus your other five children, right?
Right.
But I found that the Bible only mentions abortion one time, and that's if a person that's not involved in the conception of a child causes an abortion maliciously. And the first thing I got about that is during the Civil Rights War, and the Civil Rights was really taking hold. And it took, I guess, some parishioners away from Jerry Falwell. Well, I read this book, and I can't find the book anymore for some reason, but this man wrote the book. He was part of the meeting that Jerry Falwell held to try to find some way to spin off some people from the civil rights movement, because there were a lot of ministers there, which gave it extra strength. But his idea was to bring abortion up in order to split the Catholics off from the civil rights movement.
Interesting.
And, oh, go ahead.
No, go finish your thought, Jules. You got 10 seconds.
Okay. Well, no, that's about it.
That's about it. Okay. Jules, thank you. Yeah, it all started with Jerry Falwell and Ronald Reagan, if you really want to know, in 1980. That was when it all started. Jules, thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. Yeah, why don't you get tax deductions for those microscopic eggs that are fertilized? Really? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Maybe the GOP should pay for the storage. You could call it foster care, right? We'll be right back with your calls.
From the Mississippi to the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. After all, more than half of America would still benefit from blood pressure support, and that includes me. SuperBeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. They even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in SuperBeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews in counting, people are raving about SuperBeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using SuperBeats Heart Chews for almost a decade now. Support your heart health with SuperBeats Heart Chews. I can get you a free one-month supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all the bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order simply by going to, now get this, TomLovesBeats.com. Yep, and I do. I love Beats. I love SuperBeats. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. TomLovesBeats.com. 35 minutes past the hour, and welcome back. Covered a lot of territory today. Let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind. William in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hey, William, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
A couple things, I guess, concerning the Christian right, I guess it is, and their vitriol and dictates that they're trying to put out. I wanted to make an analogy to, you know, how an animal, when it's trapped in a corner and it knows that its demise is imminent and there's nowhere to turn, it lashes out and it strikes. And I think that Christianity can be analogized to that animal in that it's in a corner, and I'm not going to say that it's the demise of Christianity, but it seems that those that are leading the Christian cause are striking out as if they are caught in the corner and there's nowhere to turn. And so they don't just strike out and cut you on the leg, but they go for the jugular. And it seems like that's what the powers that be are doing. They're going for the jugular.
Yeah, it's. I really mourn this, William. I'm. You know, this loss of Christianity in the spirit of Jesus. You know, what happened was in the 70s and 80s, we saw the rise of televangelists. You know, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker and all these other grifters. And that's what they were. They were grifters. They had a religious shtick, but basically they were about making money. And they all became multi-millionaires. And some of them, like Jerry Falwell, even reached out for political power, Herbert Armstrong. I mean, there was a whole crowd of them. And they corrupted Christianity. And then, you know, when people started pointing out the corruption in Christianity and church attendance started dwindling, church attendance is way down now compared to, you know, just 30, 40, 50 years ago. And when church attendance started collapsing, instead of saying, gee, maybe we should have been teaching the stuff that Jesus was talking about, you know, care for your neighbor and love others as you love yourself and that kind of, maybe instead of teaching that, we should just double down on hate. And that's what they've done. They've doubled down on hating queer people, hating pregnant women who want to get abortions, hating liberals. You know, they've just doubled down on hate. And hate is not, in my mind, hate is not the essence of Christianity. You know, you find an awful lot of that in the Old Testament, but not so much in the New Testament. I mean, it saddens me tremendously. I there was a time in my life when I was very happy and proud to call myself a Christian. I awkwardly call myself a Christian now because I still try to follow the teachings of Jesus. Whether he was divine or not, all that stuff. We can have a debate about that. But his teachings specifically were brilliant. And they were the way to build a society that is caring and considerate. They were consistent with the values that you see in Aboriginal societies all around the world throughout history. I think that they represent, you know, genuine historical human values. And these people who call themselves Christians who are trying to impose their
their bizarre will on us, their hatred of recreational sex, their concern about women and minorities having positions of power and authority in society. They're just destroying, you know, the religion that I once thought was pretty good. William, thank you. Well said. Dave in Lombard, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
There's a common opinion out there that if Trump wins the next election, that Justice Clarence Thomas and possibly Samuel Alito would retire.
Yep.
Because Trump can then name the next two right-wing justices.
Yep.
So
I've heard the same rumors.
Yeah, so if Biden wins the next election, they're not going to retire. And my opinion for them not retiring goes such that they would like to ride this billionaire gravy train for another 4 years.
Yep.
I'd like your thoughts on that.
No, I think you're right. And they're both in their early 70s. And so odds are they will both live for another 4 years. This kind of highlights the folly of Ruth Bader Ginsburg thinking that she could make it through.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But it also, you know, highlights the crime essentially that Mitch McConnell committed when he refused to let Merrick Garland have that Supreme Court seat. I mean, that was just terrible.
Yeah.
And Mitch McConnell, by the way,
he
announced that he's going to step down in November. Well, get ready for a major leadership fight. Rick Scott is the guy that I'm guessing is probably going to end up on top, but we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, Skeletor. Right. The guy whose company committed the largest Medicare fraud in the history of America,
right,
who wants to privatize Medicare entirely, that guy will be the new Senate Majority Leader, Minority Leader right now. We'll see.
I don't think he'll last.
We'll see. Dave, thank you for that. Yeah, I don't think he has the skills. Rick Scott is a little too much of a crackpot, but we'll see. And Mitch McConnell arguably is the last of the old, you know, the old Reagan Republicans. Dennis in Riverside, California. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
I was thinking that we're confronting an absurd situation where Donald Trump is still in contention. And, you know, he's a fraud no matter how you look at him.
Right.
And it's bizarre that he should still be there. And I would blame the liberal Democrats for this.
Oh, really?
I think that they haven't really been Democrats for a long time. And they've got a long record of, since Nixon, of losing and losing again. They've lost ground. They lost landslide elections in the 70s and 80s. And maybe it's time they look at themselves and ask themselves, what are we doing wrong?
So your problem with the Democrats, let's see, is, we should just go through this. When the Democrats rescued America from the Trump economic collapse, that was a bad thing?
No, it wasn't a bad thing.
Okay, when they rescued America from the Trump COVID pandemic, was that a bad thing?
No, it wasn't.
When Biden forgave $132 billion in student loans, was that a bad thing?
No, that wasn't a bad thing either.
When we had massive federal protection for abortion rights, was that a bad thing?
No.
When we passed the biggest climate bill in history, was that a bad thing?
I'm not saying it was a bad thing.
When we put $2 trillion into infrastructure, Democrats, liberal Democrats did, and generated 14 million new jobs, was that a bad thing?
Okay.
I'm just wondering, what is it? You got the lowest black unemployment in the history of the United States. That's a bad thing brought to you by liberal Democrats?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but
you've got America being respected again by the world. That's a bad thing? That's going to cause us to lose elections. We've got a 3% inflation. Oh. That's, you know, within the realm of the goal of the Fed for the last 50 years. I don't get it.
All I'm saying is politically, they keep losing.
I'm seeing Democrats winning elections after election. Donald Trump is the loser. He lost, you know, the Republican Party lost largely.
I'm not talking about just now, but throughout. They've been doing it for decades.
Well, Democrats and Republicans take turns losing elections, Dennis. That's the nature of elections. Thanks a lot for the call, Dennis. Cindy in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hey, Cindy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just was listening to your show. I missed it yesterday because I was watching that trial in Fulton County.
Yeah, I noticed our calls were down.
I was wondering that this McAfee guy, I'm wondering why is he raking this fellow over the coals over, you know, who are you dating, when were you dating?
Because they're trying to destroy the reputation of Fani Willis and her boyfriend. or her. Now he's just her friend.
And see, I thought he was on the up and up. I thought it was legit until you said federalist, and I'm like, wait a minute.
The judge, yeah.
This has nothing to. Yeah, this has nothing to do with. You tried to steal an election, and so we're going to let you get away with crimes because somebody was dating the wrong person?
Yep, Scott McAfee was the president of the Federalist Society at the University of Georgia. He is a hardcore right-wing crackpot, has been his whole entire life. They call themselves libertarians. And he set out to destroy the reputation of Fannie Willis, and over the last 2 weeks, I think he's largely done that. She's going to, for the rest of her life, she's going to have to look over her shoulder. For the rest of her life, she's probably going to have security. For the rest of her life, when people see her, they're going to be talking behind her back about her sex life. And McAfee, this white judge, is playing into all these god-awful stereotypes of oversexed black people. Oh, my God, they're having sex in the office. They're having sex in the hotel. They're having sex at her apartment. Right. Let's talk some more about black people having sex. It is disgusting what this white judge has done. It is filthy. It is racist.
Absolutely.
It is a high-tech lynching. It deserves to be condemned by every decent American, including, you know, any Republicans out there. I am so disgusted that the corporate media, Cindy, thank you for the call, that the mainstream media in the United States is not saying what I'm saying right now, because it is so friggin' obvious. This is all about, you black woman, how dare you take on our white God? This is off. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your call for that.
Connecting with you on air, music on the river, and on the we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature. The feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Bob in Rome, New York, listening on WMNF. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Tom, thanks for taking my call. I want to start with, I apologize, this is a different number I usually call at. And second, to say, I'm calling because corporations are people.
They're not people. They're artificial people. Persons.
I know you know that. I've read your book and several others, and I want to recommend We the Corporations by Adam Winkler,
okay,
which teases out how we got there. And as you know, corporations have been people since Black's commentaries on the law and common law, yeah.
Well, since 1815 in the Dartmouth case. In the United States. That's when their personhood was first established by the Supreme Court.
I refer you to We the Corporation, which goes back another 50 years.
Okay.
But the key, of course, the reason you bring this up is Citizens United and Buckley versus Vallejo. And I agree
Bilotti,
with just about all actually. Of your world. Say again?
Mostly Bilotti. Buckley didn't talk about corporations. The Bilotti decision was the corporate decision.
Yes. But how you get them to have free speech rights in particular and what that means.
Right.
If we want to fight that, especially Citizens United, I want to say, I agree with just about your entire worldview. But the way we fight this, unfortunately, is not going to be with a constitutional amendment. Because constitutional amendments were virtually impossible 30 years ago when we still don't have the ERA fully ratified.
Right, which has been going on
and
since 1879.
Yes. But we're definitely not going to get a constitutional amendment. The only way we're going to get to fix this problem is by having us get away from the oligarchy that runs America.
Yeah.
And the last time I called, I argued that we have an oligarchy, and you disagreed. I since have read your book and watched several hours of you on YouTube, and I think you agree that we're an oligarchy most of the time.
By and large, yeah.
Most people believe.
Yeah, sadly. Now,
yeah,
Bob, okay. Since we're delving into the details here of these decisions, in Bilotti, well, actually, in Buckley, they kind of pioneered this, and then they reprised it or revisited it in Citizens United. The five conservatives on the Supreme Court, the five Republicans on the Supreme Court said, they didn't say we're giving corporations the right of free speech. What they said was, by denying corporations the right of free speech, we are denying human beings the right to hear what corporations say. In Citizens United, in that decision, I forget who authored it, but in the main decision, but it comes right out and says that corporations are some of the most well-informed economic actors in American life. and therefore you would not want to deprive American voters and citizens of the opportunity to hear from these very important economic actors. That was their argument.
Yes.
So how do you blow that up?
So, well, I agree with you on everything except corporations need to be treated as artificial persons for a bunch of reasons.
Of course, and so they can pay taxes. Yeah, so they can be sued. Yes, absolutely.
No, because they have some privacy rights. Corporations need a bunch of rights, and I would urge you to get Adam Winkler, who wrote an astounding book on the topic.
Yeah, no, I know
book,
Adam.
And I've read his twice.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a good guy. It's good stuff. Bob, I'm going to pull a plug on this.
Okay.
We're descending into wonk here, and I can just notice people falling asleep. But thank you for the call. We'll continue the conversation another time. Claudia in Newport, Oregon. Hey, Claudia, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I was just dwelling on the corporation argument. But anyway, let's switch gears for a second. I mean, Lori Bertrand Roberts, that you interviewed recently today.
Yeah, wasn't she great?
Amazing, from the Mississippi Reproductive Freedom Fund.
Yep.
I don't know who, but they need to contact her to ask her if she's willing to be a politician, because she speaks well. She's so smart, and I mean really smart.
Yeah.
And she has no fear of public speaking.
Yeah. No, she did a great job.
Not only great, but if you look at it again, it's amazing. It is so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And thank you for your kind words about her. That's good to hear. Claudia, thank you. Igor in Denver. Hey, Igor, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I remember when I grew up, John Kennedy was running for president, and there was a big uproar and concern about him being Catholic.
That's right.
And over the years, we've totally evolved to where we have 6 Catholics on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, arguably
and
7.
I believe a lot. 7? Oh, yeah. 7
Gorsuch,
Catholics.
Gorsuch was raised Catholic. He attends a Presbyterian church now, but his wife's church.
Well,
but I think he's still Catholic. His mother was Catholic.
Well, I'm beginning to believe after all these decisions that the court has made, they have very fascist tendencies to corporations over the people.
Yeah, and has the Pope taken over the Supreme Court? I don't know. Actually, this Pope, he would not agree with most of what the Supreme Court's doing. Igor, thank you. Thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active. There's so much to do. Join indivisible.org. There's some great organizations. Move to amend.org. Get active. Tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.